First thing, I couldn't get married in Germany because Germany at that time didn't have a civil law. It was all under military law. So I had to go to some other country that's still like Holland or Belgium or somewhere close by to get married. And that time, I don't know what happened to the brigadier, but he gave his speedboat for the trip to go to Holland to get married. It was a beautiful boat with five men looking after the boat and driving. I tell you, it went across like that. An English officer and a Dutch officer, that like two best men would come along. And when we got to Delfzijl, they said, oh no, you can't get married there, you have to go to Groningen, which is the main city of the district, you know, the province. And when we were there, and one of the participants has to be living here, and so she has lived here a couple of years. She doesn't seem to wink an eye at that, you know. Oh yes, a long time. First day I was there. So let's say I got married in Groningen. And then they gave the permission and we came back to Delfzijl. And they performed quite a nice ceremony. And then they performed the ceremony and all in Dutch. Anyway, we couldn't understand what they said, but anyway, they said, yeah, yeah. The captain that came with us, they were just like two naughty boys. They had somehow managed to get bouquets of flowers, and they gave me some flowers and all and got back. And then I got back, and they had put a very nice, already nice little dinner party in the club for all the girls that were there and all the staff and us. And then they started talking. Well, Captain Collins, he was in charge of the club. He said, well, we are closing up. It's war is over. And one of our girls is getting married. And the club has got lots of money. What do you think about good party? And yeah, we'll said, well, it would be nice to have a church wedding, you see. And then we had to arrange to get the church, which cost us a pound of coffee and something else. And then a German woman would sell her wedding dress for some cigarettes and some Dutch gin or some such crazy things. And the church wedding, and all the English officers, except for one, because they had to leave one behind, but the rest all could come to Oldenburg for the wedding, and they all had Mercedes and whatever, very fancy cars, you know, war things. The drivers, they really enjoyed driving them. That the Germans had to jump out of their way, that they were coming down a big speed going to Oldenburg, you know. I think all the city had turned out because this was the first Canadian officer getting married in Germany.